Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about today about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and we're also going to be talking about the movie, the documentary that was just released about the Holy Spirit. I had a chance to see it, and it was pretty good. It was pretty, pretty good. We're also going to be talking about rediscovering God in America. We're going to continue our conversation about a book that was written by Newt Gingrich about how God belongs in the public square, has always been, and all this recent stuff in the here in the news, taking prayer out of schools and taking nativity scenes down because it's offensive. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's nonsense. When the first president of the United States takes an oath of office with the Bible open to Deuteronomy 28, and then after he takes the oath of office, he kisses the Bible. Wow. I mean, that's just the beginning, but today we're going to be talking more about Abraham Lincoln and the Lincoln Memorial, and really pretty amazing things. Surprise, I just didn't realize. I knew there was a lot of people that passed in the Civil War that died. I mean, it was, I think, 602,000 Americans died in the Civil War. I mean, just huge. And amazing. But we're going to talk about that and unpack that more. But I wanted to share, man, I was just abiding and just spending time. I know that we've been at the Dream Center, just been soaking on a series called The Promise about the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you. We have some segments related to that on The Torch. You don't want to miss it. What is it, 13 parts? I mean, it was pretty, pretty good. And I thoroughly enjoyed that, but I was just, like I said, meditating on some scriptures in relation to the Holy Spirit and what he means to me and to the body of Christ. But I think about, when I think about the Holy Spirit, how oftentimes he is the third person of the Trinity that often gets so overlooked when you think about the Holy Spirit, right? I mean, we're introduced to God the Father in the Bible. We see how he, you know, related with Adam and Eve right from the very beginning. We saw how he patiently dealt with the Israelites on their journey, their failures and their triumphs, right? We saw the hand of God in his interaction with Abraham, and just we get a chance to see him, right? In the New Testament, we get a chance to learn of Jesus and his ways and how he interacted with the disciples and people and the Pharisees and all the amazing things that he did in his ministry. And of course, the paramount thing, the pinnacle thing, was when he died on the cross for our sins. I mean, it's just beautiful. So we get to see and relate to Jesus in that way. But oftentimes, because the Holy Spirit is a spirit, he is a person, he's not a dove, he's not a bird, he is a person. Because we don't see him in maybe physical form in the Bible, oftentimes I think people kind of maybe out of visual sight, if you will, or in the context of, you know, maybe scripture interaction, that way, as we see the Father and Jesus, he's just often overlooked. And he's an amazing, he's amazing, you know, because he's so humble and he's so gentle. He's so humble and so gentle, and his purpose, his whole purpose is to make Jesus known, is to reveal Jesus. There's so many names, but Jesus in John 14 describes him as the Counselor and the Spirit of Truth. Right. The Counselor. And we know that he is the Helper. And he's here to help us, and he's here to reveal Jesus to us. And I love that because, you know, Jesus didn't come just to save us from hell, right? But Jesus came so that we may be sons and daughters of God, walking in complete oneness with the Lord, right? And taking his message to the ends of the earth, you know, expanding the kingdom of God. And that's not in buildings or whatever. It's the kingdom expands when Jesus is in the heart of a man. That's where the kingdom expands. And the Holy Spirit helps us in doing that. It helps us to understand Jesus. It helps us to know of his ways. And Jesus said, it's better to the disciples, it's better that I go away, because when the Helper comes, when the Counselor comes, when the Spirit of Truth, he's going to remind you of what I taught you. And so many times we can get bogged down in really the traditions of men. We can get down in trying to do all of God's works in our own strength, right? Mm-hmm. It's not by might or by power, but by the Spirit, right? Says Lord, right? It's not by our ability to do anything. And we fail to rest in the all-sufficiency of the Holy Spirit, the power of God that enables us and does the work, if you will. And, you know, we can begin to trust the Holy Spirit. If you haven't trusted the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you to trust him, for he desires to speak to you. He desires to reveal Jesus to you. In fact, he is the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of you. He's constantly pointing to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we can do that. But when we try to walk in oneness with God, you know, I think about the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:16. As it says this, do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said that the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Mm. And I so love that, because of a physical union between a man and a woman can bring them and make them one flesh. Mm. If that could happen with a physical union, imagine what would happen. Imagine what does happen when spirit to spirit connect. That you can walk in oneness with God. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see in Jesus' life. Jesus says, when you see me, you see my daddy. When you see my daddy, you see me. That's what we see in the life of Jesus. Jesus lived always to please the Father. And he said, I don't do anything that I don't see my Father doing. And he says, this is happening so that the world may know. If you had a question, hey, let me make it plain that the world may know that I listen to my Father. I listen to my daddy. I listen to my Father. And I just think that's so awesome and so remarkable, because they're one. I mean, Jesus is saying, me and the Father are one. The Father is saying, my Son is my direct representation. If you look at my Son, if you know my Son, you know me. That's what God the Father says. If you see Jesus, you see me. Mm-hmm. And for us as believers, I mean, I believe that that's God's destiny over us, that when others see us, they see Jesus. In fact, we're going to be the only Jesus, if you will, some people may ever see. Right? Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of the glory of God revealed. And the Holy Spirit enables us to do that. And so we can fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We can listen to the Spirit's voice as he speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And so often a still, small voice. And oneness is where it's at, because we want to walk in step with Jesus. We want to walk in step with his ways and with his word. And we want to do everything that we can to spread the gospel and to help people to come into this revelation. But we're not going to do it in our own strength.
No.
You know, we're not going to do it in our own ability. We're not going to do it in just because we memorize certain things. Because when you look at the book of Acts, it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It was simple men that were in tune and were united with God, and the Holy Spirit flowed through them. Mm-hmm. It was nothing of what they can do. It was just God just pouring out his Spirit and is like, get out of the way. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk more about the precious Holy Spirit and how we can work alongside with him and continue to walk united with him, oneness, one with God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit of God, and he is our helper, our counselor, the Spirit of truth, and we can walk in oneness with God, and that means that our ways become, you know, his ways become our ways, right? His word is our word, and we listen to his voice, but we don't listen for the sake of just listening and contemplating or evaluating or judging what he says. We listen so that we will obey. And that's really how we demonstrate our love for God. That's our love language. This was Jesus' love language to the Father. He obeyed what his Father said. That's it. He obeyed it. And Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. Right? And John 14 says, verse 20, on that day you will realize that I am in the Father and you are in me, and I am in you. And there's a oneness that Jesus is talking about. And every day is a complete adventure. It's a complete amazing walk with God. Because when we're walking with God, we have the opportunity to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice. Maybe we may be aware of his gentle promptings. Maybe we'll receive a dream or receive a vision, a prophetic vision. As we're reading the scriptures, oftentimes he will illuminate scriptures to us. Just maybe sometimes you've heard the saying, some people say it's jumped off the page. It mm-hmm. resonates with them. They're mm-hmm. hearing it in their spirit, if you will. And they weren't just words, but they're realizing this is the revelation of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing. If someone, you heard someone, a believer say they're just bored, I'm like, that doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't fit. Because God's called us to live an adventurous life with him. Mm. And that we are his ambassadors. And so every day, if we tune our ears to the Holy Spirit, if we submit our hearts to him, if we're abiding and hearing God, I mean, Jesus spent time with the Father every morning in prayer. When the disciples were looking for him, they knew he was up in the mountain and he was praying. He was talking to the Father. We're getting our instructions, if you will, for that day. And so every single day we can have this amazing just life of encounters and sharing Jesus and watching God move in our life. Let me tell you, I want to encourage you today. You can trust him. You don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to know everything because the Holy Spirit knows all things. The Holy Spirit is the one who's in control. All we need to do is listen to him, submit ourselves to him, tune our ears to what he's saying, and obey him whenever he tells us what to do. And so, you know, in light of all that, I had the chance just to see the premiere of this movie called The Holy Ghost. And the producer, the filmmaker, wanted to take a risk and do a movie that was completely led by the Holy Spirit. It had no agenda.
Wow.
No plans, no, you know, and they were just basically abiding with God. And yeah. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And the movie is awesome. The movie is great. Bethel Church, I guess, in California with Bill Johnson, they had the premiere. And it just goes to show you that a lot of these things, I believe, are going to happen in the future. I mean, they're happening now, but I think you're going to see it even more. You know, everyone has, we've been saying embedded press for forever. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a camera, a video, you know, way to record events. Mm-hmm. Listen, all this was a video camera following men that were willing to step out and trust the Holy Spirit as he led them to. I want you to see this trailer just in case you haven't seen it before. We have aired it on VFN TV, but we want you to see it because I'm going to talk a little bit about this movie and some of the things that happened. More, watch this.
He's a gift from the Father. And if you ask for bread, he won't give you a stone.
We're here filming a Christian documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. About the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All over the earth.
Hey, listen, guys. Before you go up in there. Like, listen.
Listen.
Brian and Fieldy and me, we want to pray for you right now as you're going through, regardless of what you believe, okay? If you've never given your life to Jesus, come up here. Do it right now.
I've never been the same since. And I, you know, since I asked Jesus into my heart and into my life, I've never been the same.
I hold that today, speaking generally, there's been a silent divorce in the church between the Word and the Spirit.
Walking with Jesus, filled by the Holy Spirit, is so much better than anything you could do for God. You know, any work, any art. I mean, because you become the art. You become the work.
It's one of my biggest prayers, two prayers, not to ever be offended by anybody ever again the rest of my life, and to be the perfect conduit for what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Thank you.
if we collectively as the church just said, okay, God, no more boxes, no more limits, no more we have to control everything. And we just gave God total control. Yeah, it's scary, but I think that's the way that we are meant to live.
This is a movie about risk. I want to take the greatest risk possible as a filmmaker, to make a movie that is completely led by the Holy Spirit. No plan, no safety net. Just show up wherever He leads me, find the adventure, and make God famous.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. They start out the movie with following two ministers, two evangelists, young guys out to Salt Lake City. And it was interesting. They're praying for folks that are out in just, you know, walking downtown, if you will, mm-hmm. in general areas. And they're praying for them. And one guy gets healed in his arm. He couldn't bend his arm at all, his hand, his wrist. Rather, mm-hmm. he had metal in his wrist. And Lord's given them all these, Holy Spirit's given them all these words of knowledge. He says, oh, you got metal somewhere in your body, right? He's like, oh, yeah, it's in my hand. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is going on with you. He's like, yes, it is. And the young guy that has no idea is like, he said, I don't know you, right? He's like, no, I don't know you. And before you know it, they're praying for him, and he's able to do all the things that he couldn't do with his wow. hand. It was just, I mean, you're just seeing all these just miracles, and it's the Holy Spirit moving. And he's, at one point, one of the guys puts his hands on him and says, you're about to feel heat right now all over your body. And this is the Holy Spirit wanting you to know that he loves you, and just, you know, he's confirming this. The guy's like, oh my goodness, you know, oh my, I feel it. I always steps back. He's like, well, you know, what is this? And you can just see the working of the Holy Spirit and their ministry and what's going on. And at one point, this trip goes all over the world. I mean, they go to these different places. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the filmmaker says, you know, I felt like I had a map. He has a map, right? Uh-huh. And he feels like, oh, the Lord's going to send us to these different areas, these biblical cities that happen in the Bible. You know, I just feel, you know, so he has his map. And all of a sudden, he's like, man, I see Monaco just, you know, beaming, if you will, but just pronounced, just God wants us to go to Monaco. We're supposed to go to Monaco. And the Lord told him, he says, I have an adventure for you in Monaco on a boat. And the story is just, you go, oh my goodness, wow. The Holy Spirit connected, and you'll see these like five different things that happened, mm-hmm. all so that God could minister to this one woman who gets saved. And it's just one thing after the other, completely led by God, healings, mm-hmm. directions, all these other things. And again, it's like the movie, I think the whole purpose of the movie is to empower the church to say, listen, God's called us for so much more. Mm-hmm. God's called us to live in tuned with Him so that we can do the works of Jesus and make Jesus famous. And the Holy Spirit's here to help us. He's here. All we got to do is listen to Him. Mm-hmm. And so they go on. I'm trying to be careful not to tell you really too much because you really want to see it. But you see, all of these are you know, one after the other, Holy Ghost encounters mm-hmm. that are just remarkable because they're just trusting God. And this one lady at the end of it is like, oh my goodness, she meets Jesus. And the name of the boat that they actually get on, because it says, you're going to get on a boat, uh-huh. this whole connection of how they get on this boat, and the name of the boat's called The Power of Love.
Oh,
and
wow.
she meets love himself. I mean, it's just it's just cool. unfolds. At one point, they are interviewing Brian Welch, who was the head guitarist for a rock group called Korn, if you're not familiar with that. And they were a pretty crazy group. I mm-hmm. mean, just very wild. I read his book. I think it's called Deliver Us from Evil. I read it in one day, mm-hmm. one sitting. I read his entire book. This is about his testimony, and I thought it was just beautiful what God, because sometimes we see folks and we're like, man, I don't think, you know, I have a relative like Legion, I don't think he's ever going to get saved, you know, or I have this person, they're beyond reachable. No one's beyond reachable.
Yeah.
Jesus loved everybody. Mm-hmm. And believe me, the folks that are in the biggest darkness, those are the ones that are quick to be able to turn, because once they see the light, once they see Jesus for who he is, they're done. It's mm-hmm. it's over. And that's kind of what happened with Brian Welch. I mean, maybe we could talk about it more, but his testimony is amazing because he encountered God and left his group for an entire, you know, for years, and even turned down millions of dollars and all this type of stuff that, you know, people make justification. He said he didn't want anything to do with it, walked away. And so at one point now, the film producer is walking around with an evangelist named Todd White and Brian Welch, and one of the guys, another guy from the Korn rock group, he got saved. And his name is Feldy. His father wound up becoming a minister, prison minister. He ministered in the prisons, and somehow he was getting ready to pass away. And he told someone in his family, he says, I've been praying for my son, and want to see him come to the Lord. And when we get back from this break, I'm going to share with you what happened to his son, who was a bass guitarist for Korn, and what happened to him. And it's just, God is just doing some amazing things. Get ready, because God's going to use whoever he wants to use. Get it, break any kind of religious ruler you have. Just throw it out the window, because the Holy Spirit is not going to be put in a box. He's going to do what he wants to do on his time and in his schedule. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and this movie that came out called Holy Ghost. It's a documentary about the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Spirit does. And before the break, I was sharing about the rock group called Korn and how two of the members of that rock group got saved. And Brian Feldy was the second guy who got saved. And his father was, now this man gives his testimony how he was on drugs literally 7 days a week. Drank 7 days just out of his mind, he says, very violent. He says it's a miracle he didn't murder anyone. He had fits of rage that were horrific and just all this type of stuff. And
this is the father?
No, this is Brian Feldy, who's actually the son. Okay. Who's a guitarist for a bass player for the Korn rock group. And his father was a minister, not when he was a kid, but kind of, you know, his father got saved and his father wanted being in prison ministry and things of that nature. And when he heard that Brian Welch got saved, they talked over the phone. He says, man, I've been praying for you and my son for years, and that's so beautiful. And to Brian's surprise, he's like, wow, I didn't know you were praying for me. And, oh, thank you. And, you know, all this. And he says, yeah, I'm praying for my son. And he said, if I pass away before my son comes to the Lord, I'm going to talk to Jesus about it. I got to talk to Jesus about this. And he says, 3 months later, the man died.
Oh, wow.
The man died, and then Feldy goes to the funeral, and his aunt winds up praying with him, and he just prays a simple prayer to give Jesus his heart. Does not even, you know, just prays because she wants him to pray type of thing. And he says, the next day, I didn't drink anything. I didn't eat drugs. And he goes, the next day after that, I didn't drink anything. And this went on for a week. And he says, I've never not done this. And something's different happening. So he said, well, Aunt gave me a Bible, and then I let it sit there for about a week. Then I start reading the pages. And when I start reading the pages, he's like, this is real. He said, I will read this every single day till I read the whole thing. He's like, he has an encounter with God. He's amazed. He's blown away. And he says, but I'm going to follow Jesus. And so they're interviewing them. The producer of the film says, well, I got this idea. I feel like maybe the Lord's leading us to, because somehow they're still in the rock group. What their idea was that, hey, listen, we need to be out in the place where people need to be reached, unconventional ways, and these young people that are lost, they're coming to these, they're there. That's where they're coming to. And so the film producer says, what if we just send you guys out at this concert with Todd White, the evangelist, and just see what the Holy Spirit does, and you guys go out and minister. So they show up at the rock concert now, okay? People are lining up, they're coming in, and they go out into the crowd. And the crowd's like, oh my goodness, it's so-and-so, whatever, you know, that whole thing. And Todd White begins to say, we're going to pray for everyone here. Who needs a healing? Who needs a healing? He's at a rock concert. Who needs a healing? And these people are like, what? And so people start raising their hands, going, I got this problem. I got that problem. And they begin to start praying for people right there at this concert outside. People are trying to get in, and they're praying for them. And at one point, this one guy says he's an atheist. He says, listen, that's okay. God loves you. And he starts ministering to this man who says he's an atheist, and he's blown away.
All right.
He says his back problems, puts him on his back, and prays for his leg. I mean, just all this stuff. And before you knew it, there was probably a crowd of 50 that was surrounding them, and Todd White is preaching the gospel. I mean, clear, you know, unfiltered. Jesus Christ, forgive you of your sins. And all, how many of you believe that? Jesus died for your life. I mean, just goes for it.
Wow.
And they're all praying to receive the Lord, you know, that group right there as their Savior. And it was just absolutely awesome. You see Brian Feldy's like, yeah, man, you got to give your life to God. A guy who's wearing a T-shirt of his rock group is like, you know, and they're out there doing their thing ahead of this. And so it's just amazing that the Holy Spirit is going to, he's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you can't put him in a box. You can't put him away somewhere. They end the film with them going to India, and they go to this place where they were told that if you go there and preach, the Christians were told them, if you go there to preach Jesus, they will kill you. You cannot go there. And so they said, no, the Holy Spirit told me to go there. We're going to go there.
Uh-huh.
They said, no, you cannot go there. They're going to kill you if you go there. You cannot go there. There's no way you can go there. So reluctantly, the Christians that were with them said, okay, we'll send you some people with them. They only found out later the guys that went with them were quote-unquote bodyguards. But they didn't need the bodyguards because they went everywhere in the streets playing worship music, praying for people, and that people are testifying. They're drawn. They don't even know what the guys are singing in English. They have no idea what they're singing. And they're saying, this feels good. Feels good. What is this? Feels good. You know, they're like, yeah, wow. So the guy says, can I pray for you? He's like, can I put my hands on you? He's like, yeah. Oh, I feel this better. Yeah. I mean, like, and they're just totally,
wow.
To one point, they have an encounter with a priest of some temple, and I don't even want to let that out. You just got to see this thing. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. And then when they get back from this whole adventure, the Christians in India, the brothers are blown away. They say, we go out, and when we pray where you guys went, we pray silently. And then not only do we pray silently, but he pulls out this badge and he says, we wear press badges, so they think we're with the press, and they don't mess with us while we pray silently. And he said, you came today in the village, and you prayed without a press pass, boldly, with all this. He says, the Holy Spirit was with you guys. I mean, it just encouraged them and stirred them in their faith. And no telling. Mm-hmm. No telling what we'll do when we stop putting the Holy Spirit in the box. And I know, Steve, you've had some amazing encounters. I've had some amazing encounters out when we're evangelizing and ministering and talking to people and just seeing what the Holy Spirit does.
Well, yeah, just listening to those encounters, I mean, I just get excited because a lot of times we're just like, wow, so that was in India and that was in Monaco. And it's just like, God wants to do the exact same thing in your life. And you know, we've heard it said times before, it's just like, are we waiting on God or is God literally waiting on us? And I think about that exact encounter that the evangelist had with the artists, you know, at that rock concert, and they're just, you know, I just really feel that God wants to do something. And they just went out, and lo and behold, they're amidst the crowd preaching the gospel. And I just think that's so beautiful, because whether you're in the grocery store, you're at the gas station, you're in your classroom, you're in the business, you're, you know, somebody across next to you at the next desk, you know, if we just say, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Who do you want me to speak to? And it's just like, put it out there and then respond. It's like, God just wants to just reach the world, but he's looking for someone that's willing to say, hey, I'll go. And it's exciting.
Yeah. And to obey him, because light belongs in darkness. You know, a lot of people, they want to see, you know, maybe miracles for miracles. It's not about the miracle. It's about the sign and the wonder pointing to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I've been out witnessing downtown. I know you have too. And it's sharing the love of Jesus with strangers. And it's amazing to see, because it does take risk. You got to hear God. You have to open your mouth. You got to talk to someone you don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, because you know nothing, this is a stranger, right? You're just walking up to them. It's amazing the things the Holy Spirit will tell you about that person, about this encounter, and they're floored. And it encourages them to realize, man, I just met this stranger. He just told me some stuff that I don't, you know, you're praying for them. God's giving you words of knowledge, and you're like, they're like, how do you know that? Well, God loves you, and you're praying for them, and we wind up leading people to the Lord, and they meet God. But the Holy Spirit orchestrated that, and I think about how many times that could happen on a daily basis, but maybe we're not even tuning our ears to God. We're not even paying attention. We're going through the checkout stand real quick, and the Holy Spirit's like, pray for her.
Hey, talk to her.
pray for her, pray for her. That's not me. That can't be. That can't be the Holy Spirit. That can't. Mm-hmm. We are in public right now. I know the Holy Spirit will not ask me to pray for this.
There's people waiting behind me.
Yeah, she is at work. She is. I cannot interrupt. And it's the Holy Spirit that's touching your heart, giving you compassion. And you happen to see the her arm was in a cast. And the Holy Spirit's telling you, pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for her. And, you know, I remember this one encounter where I went to an auto store to pick up a gas cap. And I'm standing, I was doing, you know, trying to get this thing and get out of there very quick. I had to get back home. And I'm standing online and there's people in front and I'm thinking, oh, great, this is taking forever. And, you know, I'm like, I need to get out of here. So I'm patiently waiting here in the line. And then as soon as I'm like maybe the next person up, the Holy Spirit starts talking to me about the woman behind the counter. And I said, okay, what do you want me to say? Okay. All right, okay. So, you know, I wind up coming up next and I start talking. She's ringing me up. So it's just a few seconds. And before you know it, I'm trying to remember the as best as I can, several years ago, but I'm talking to her and I say, you know, you may think this is strange, but I need to share something with you. She's like, okay. You know, I says, well, do you have, you have children? She says, yes. And Laura was telling me that she had a daughter. And so I said, well, you have a little daughter, don't you? And she goes, yeah, I do. And I says, well, the Lord's showing me right now that you're very overly concerned about her. In fact, you're very worried about her. But he wants you to know that she's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this woman begins to bawl behind the counter. Now, I'm standing there. People are coming in and out of the store. The coworkers are like, oh, what is wrong with you? Like, what did this guy do to you? And I'm like, I didn't need nothing. You know, what's going on? And so I asked her, I said, what's happening? She says, I'm going through a divorce.
Mm.
I have a daughter. And my husband is threatening to take my daughter away from me. And it's the biggest fear that I have. And it's like the Lord knew exactly where she was at. Bam, met her. And we wanted to encourage her. And there's so many opportunities like that we have on a daily basis to be able to share the love of God. And God's just waiting. He's saying, go here, go there, talk to that person. But we have to tune our ears to God. We have to slow down enough to listen to him, right? We need to be okay with God interrupting our schedule because he will often do that. It's always kind of at the wrong time for you.
Never convenient.
Yeah, never convenient, but it's always in the right time for God. And you got to be willing to risk, you know, step on out. A lot of times people are so self-focused that they're embarrassed or this or that. Listen, this is about God. Mm-hmm. Don't make yourself part of the equation. Make it about Jesus. And when you make it about God, I'm telling you, God will use you to do amazing things. He desires to do that. God didn't call us just so that he can save us, right? Get us out of hell, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yes, he wants to save us, but he wants us to walk with him and to have a relationship with him. And he wants to use us to make him famous, to bring people to him. And I want to encourage you today, develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Abide. Ask the Lord to speak to you and write down what he tells you. And I'll tell you that as you continue to do that, you will tune your ears to his voice. And when you step out and you obey and you see the fruit of that, well, you know, I felt like God told me to pray for this person. And I prayed for them and this happened. You'll get, you know, as you practice, if you will, as you, you know, obey and step out, trust in the Lord, you'll see the results. You'll see the fruit of it. And then you'll know, well, when I listen to that, that didn't happen. And when I listen, and it's okay to mess up. You know, that's how you're going to learn. You're going to learn not by watching others. You're going to learn to hear God when you hear, you obey and you do, and you see the fruit of your obedience. We want to encourage you, listen, go after God with everything you have. These are the most amazing days right now, I believe, to be. I'm glad that we're living in this generation because we're going to see some amazing things. The best is yet to come. Listen, the best wine is poured out last, so get ready. It's going to be awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.